The Special Pond. The sliding glass door, I soon discovered, did not lead into another room. Rather, it was a doorway to the castle's garden. In the center of this glorious place, there was a pond. The entire backyard was surrounded by a rock wall. Flowers of every type and description formed a sea of beauty everywhere I looked. I noticed that a variety of fruit trees grew close to the rock wall. These trees were filled with the biggest, most luscious-looking fruits I'd ever seen. They were ringed by a magnificent profusion of lovely flowers. Scattered throughout this amazing garden were huge, gray boulders that seemed to be strategically placed for sitting and resting. The pond really intrigued me, and as soon as I saw it, I began to sing in the spirit and to dance for joy. I can't really explain why I reacted to the scene with such enthusiasm, but something supernatural was propelling me to express my gratitude, happiness, and peace in a demonstrable way. The Lord sat on a rock and watched me dance. I recalled a verse from the Old Testament. Then David danced before the Lord with all his might. 2 Samuel 6:14. The pond reminded me of a verse in the book of Revelation. And the Spirit and the Bride say, "Come." And let him who hears say, "Come." And let him who thirsts, come. And whoever desires, let him take the water of life freely. Revelation 22:17. Yes, there are bodies of water in heaven, and the water of this pond was clear and placid. It shone like crystal. He, the Lord, spoke to me.
"This is a special pond."
I knew it was, but I could not understand why. The Lord did not explain his statement to me at that moment, but I surmised that the pond held many spiritual secrets that I would eventually learn one by one. I wondered, is this where my sins and the sins of all other believers have been buried? Is the pond a symbol of the water of the Word of God? Certainly, water typifies the cleansing from sin that our Lord has provided for us. His Word tells us that if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. See 1 John 1:9. Words of Jesus, as recorded by the Apostle John, entered my mind. "Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God." John 3:5.